This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The kind of plan that Donald has put forth would be trickle-down economics all over again. In fact, it would be the most extreme version, the biggest tax cuts for the top percent of the people in this country that we've ever had. I call it trumped-up trickle-down.
Trumped-up trickle-down, lots of back and forth between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They're off. The first one in the books. I think the ratings are going to be sky high. Everyone I know was watching, playing drinking games, texting, tweeting, and the like. And we'll get to some of the tweets. They're pretty interesting. But here at America Tonight, we put out the welcome mat for those of you who are right of right. Just a little bit right. Somewhere in between, can't decide, but ooh, you're valuable. Everybody wants your vote. And left of left, anybody can comment. It is about you. That's why I do this show, for goodness sake. So I'm going to throw out the digits at the top. Who do you think won? What were the big moments? And Lester Holt, what's up with that? What's up with that dope a rope? I don't get it. He was so incredibly passive. You know, what's the word for Lester Holt? Passive. I think he is solid when it comes to news reporting, but boy, that moderation left something to be desired. There were times where I was like, wow, is he going to jump in or is this runaway train going to just keep on going down the line? I think Hillary Clinton at times held back. I think Donald Trump held back, and maybe that was to their advantage or disadvantage, depending on what the topic was. Just some observations right off the top. The digits 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Lots of polls out there, and we'll get to the polls as to who won, who lost, and all that good stuff in between. And some of it went the way you thought it should have gone. In other words, if you were in the Hillary camp, you thought what you saw was good, right? If you were in the Trump camp, you liked probably what you saw from Donald Trump. It's the in-betweens that I don't think sprinted in either direction. It didn't feel like that to me, you know? And I'll say this, Trump, and this is also one of the Holt faux pas, Trump definitely had a case of the interruptus. He had control. There's no question about that. He took a lot of the control, I think, because of the fact that he was able to interrupt, and he was able to run with it and just, you know, let me say one thing. Okay, I know you got to get to this, Lester, but just let me say this one thing. And I believe, because of what's happened to other moderators like Megyn Kelly, who got shellacked, if you remember, in the Republican debate, in the first Republican debate by Donald Trump, but then it turned out to be a huge bonanza for her because she got a lot of attention and her show was already doing well, but it even jumped it up a little bit more. One thing Lester Holt did do, he fact-checked Trump on Iraq during the debate. Remember, there was that whole thing where Hillary Clinton said, hey, live fact-checking if you go to HillaryClinton.com. And in the debate, Holt corrected Trump on his position in the Iraq war. He said, you supported the Iraq war. And he said, that's mainstream media nonsense. I was against the war in Iraq. And he went on back and forth, or he said a couple of times, ask Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity knows. If you're skeptical about it, check with Sean Hannity, who said he would vouch for his position. Everyone refuses to call Sean Hannity. Somebody call up Hannity. And early in the debate, Holt also jumped on Trump on the issue of Barack Obama's birth certificate. He said that Trump had only recently acknowledged that Obama was born in the U.S. and asked, what took you so long? So late in the debate, Trump sparred probably a little more with Holt as he did with Hillary Clinton. But I think that the debate needed stronger, to me, it needed stronger moderation. Who won? What'd you think? Let's hear those impressions. Let's go to, and we've got people lined up like 747s, so we'll give you a little bit of time here and then we move on. Grim, hello, you get the first crack at this. What do you think?
What do I think? Well, I know they have rules and regulations on dress code, probably even, you know, and I heard that, you know, the blue tie, red dress thing. But I kind of wish Trump would have had one of, like, the smell strippers, one of them pull away jackets. And then underneath it, he could have had a T-shirt that you and I, here's your saying that you and I can make some money off of. It'd be 5 to 10. You're just too liberal and need to be in the pen, Hillary.
5 to 10.
Goes with your numbers. But to be honest, if you noticed how Hillary, her smile seemed like she wasn't smiling. She was breathing through her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And she was back and forth like a periscope. Back and forth, you know, turning her head side to side. I didn't get any substance. Now, I heard the Black Caucus wanted to hear substance, but I didn't hear substance from them.
I agree really with that. That you didn't hear substance, no.
I didn't hear that much substance from Donald. And Donald was pretty much telling the truth to everything, but he didn't rehearse like Hillary. And I'm wondering if there wasn't collusion between Lester Holt and Herb prior to it, and there wasn't supposed to be. That's why she has her own email, you know, keep things secret. But, besides that, it's not really this one that's going to sway people. It's going to be the second debate, and the third one won't much matter. That's usually the scenario.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think this was the setup one, so nobody flamed out. If somebody had flamed out, then you would have said, oh, geez, boy, they withered. That was brutal. Are you kidding me? So, you know, it was what happened in the beginning. Who were we going to see from what Clinton were we going to see? What Donald Trump were we going to see? And in listening to this, you know, Donald Trump, especially in the beginning, really kept his cool. And then he started to lose his cool a little bit because of some of what was being said. I didn't say that. He was talking about that when Clinton accused him of calling climate change a hoax. He said, I did not. I didn't say that. And then she screamed facts. And, you know, they had some of that back and forth. And then there was Trump talked about Clinton's health after the pneumonia thing. And, you know.
Okay, here's the thing. To get this country back, if Donald Trump were to tell the public the truth of how to get us back, public doesn't want to hear it. If you want to know the truth, that's what they don't want to hear. The one thing that Donald said that was great to me is he's going to wait to be fired upon before he fires.
And that's, yeah, you know
that's
what? You're right.
True to history. That's true to history. That was the main thing I wanted to hear from him. Is his
he did say that.
Stance.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah. And we've seen how that has just killed us in recent times. There is no question, thanks, Grim, that that's been part of the problem. And just like the Iraq situation, all in and then pulling out but not leaving enough troops behind. Remember, we had massive discussions about that. But Maliki didn't want the troops there. And there's so much that I think the public doesn't know. Stay with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
The question is, were he ever to get near the White House, what would be those conflicts? Who does he owe money to? Well, he owes you the answers to that, and he should provide them.
We have a country that needs new roads, new tunnels, new bridges, new airports, new schools, new hospitals. And we don't have the money because it's been squandered on so many of your ideas.
And maybe because you haven't paid any federal income tax for a lot of years. And the other thing I think is important.
It would be squandered too, believe me.
A little bit of the back and forth between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Money, money, money makes the world go round. Who paid taxes? She's saying zero taxes is what he paid. He said he would release his returns. But as we heard from a body language expert in the first hour, no, he's not going to release his returns. And he's not. I mean, we're at the point where we're skating toward the election, right? November 8th. So that's not going to happen. It's a question of, you know, who won? What do you think happened? I kind of zigzagged all over the place, all over the country to get highlights on this. And I'll tell you what, it's funny in what Grimm just said, if you were listening, and if you just jumped on right now, Grimm, a caller, called in, and he said that, you know, clearly in talking about Lester Holt, he, as I was saying, he was passive somewhat. He didn't want to appear biased, but you know what? On the cover of the New York Post, it says Lester Holt shows he doesn't know the meaning of impartial, because that was part of the critique of people moderating the debate, or somebody moderating the debate. And the column, or the opinion, it's an opinion column, was done by Kyle Smith, and he said in the early going, it seemed like it was going to be an ideal Jim Blair-style performance of PBS fame from Lester Holt. Lear was so boringly nonpartisan, so unwilling to play gotcha, that he was always hotly in demand to moderate debates, which is very, very, very true. And he says, for the first half or so, Holt gave it simple, broad, open-ended questions and let the candidates go at it. He didn't dive into the fact-checking, didn't quarrel, none of that stuff. And then it changed, is what he's saying. In the last half of it, he says Holt started going after Trump. He got into an unfortunate bickering match with the nominee over his support of the Iraq War in 2002. The Howard Stern interview, and he said it was perfectly reasonable to bring up the point, but the exchange became tiresome on both sides, the two men just talking past each other. So Holt, he's saying, would have been wiser to simply say, in 2002 you told Howard Stern you supported the Iraq War. Tonight you say you didn't. Can you explain? Boom. See, it's the way you phrase things, and he has a good point. If he had said it that way, boom, different. So I'm not an idiot. Here's what I know. Here's what was said. Then you just answer it. And anyway, I think he did make an interesting point. So fair game, not good moderation. Who cares? I mean, there was so much we didn't hear. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Of course you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Kate, why
yes.
why is a woman like a copier?
Let me hear. I don't know.
Because once you turn her off, it's hell trying to warm her up.
Oh, that's a funny one. I like that.
Okay. Now, to the debate. I thought that Grimm was right. There at the end, Lester Holt tried to do the gotcha, and he more or less throwed in his 2 cents with Hillary's side. And there was no, shall we say, layer-type performance by him. But he didn't want to get the same treatment that Jimmy Fallon got and the other person that was...
Yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name, but... You know what I'm
Matt
talking
Lauer.
About.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's mm-hmm. the one. And boom. That's why he did what he did. He's part of the little clique. Trump is fighting members of the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and the entire news media, ABC, NBC, CBS, Associated Press. I mean, you name it. He's fighting them all, and it's an uphill battle. But by God, he's winning, and they're losing. I mean, Trump is Trump. And he's not the closet politician that we've been putting up with for the last 75, 80 years in our lives here in the United States of America. And he's going to make a hell of a bit different. There's going to be a whole lot of people that's going to be losing their jobs, and they know it because they're establishment. And he wants to shake things up, and he's going to. And I'm telling you, he's going to kick their asses just like he did Hillary tonight. He won that debate. Not only that, he won it by also at the same time having to fight Lester Holt and Hillary and the audience that was pro-Hillary on that side, and they would all cheer on her side when she'd make a little point, and they were supposed to be subdued and quiet when Trump's people tried to comment on it. I noticed how Lester Holt brought that up. So, to make a long story short, I think Trump won it. I think Hillary looked like a deer in the headlights. She kept looking this way, looking that way, looking this way, looking that way. And I was watching her eyes. This is a sick woman. I mean, she is a sick woman. She had so much makeup on, she could have done plaster jobs for people.
Oh, you crack me up. I think the thing that I think you are right in the beginning. She seemed lost. I would say this. She seemed a little bit rattled that he was really calm. He was, you know, in the first 10 minutes,
yeah.
He was not going back and forth with her. He's just answering, talking.
She kept trying to nail him, and he just looked at her like, you stupid broad.
Yeah, you're exactly right. In the beginning, there's no question that he had that command. Absolutely. And you could tell it, and that's what it was. It was like, whoa, I'm waiting for him to come after me.
Now, who's going to be doing the next debate? Is that going to be Wallace?
Wallace is the third debate.
No,
the next.
I want to see Wallace's debate. Next, Wallace can't be Barclay. The rest of them can be.
The rest of them can be bought. They're afraid.
You're damn right. They're in the tank. Wallace is not in the tank. Wallace, you can trust.
I think that, yeah, the schedule is, oh, who is the second one?
October 9th.
It's October 9th. Gosh, I'll think of it. I can't remember who it is, but I'll think of it.
Well,
I've said it on his airways,
okay.
Too.
Yeah, let's
I
know
will. It. I'll do it tonight for sure. I'll think of
okay.
who that is.
I'll be listening.
Definitely.
Thanks,
Thanks, Dan. Gosh, that's going to bug me who the next presidential moderators are. I know it is off the top of my head. And Chris Wallace, you're right about that. Oh, I know who it is. It was a tag team. Martha Raddatch and Anderson Cooper are doing the second debate, and he's got the last debate. Wallace has the last debate, I think, right? He's got the first, I'm right about that. Wallace has the last debate on the 19th, and those two have the second debate, which will be interesting. They're calling it the town hall debate, and then it's the final debate after that. And then, of course, you have the vice presidential debate, by the way, which I don't think that that's going to draw that much of an interest, to be honest. Mike Pence and Kane, I just don't think so. That's not like Palin and Biden did. People were interested in Palin and Biden. I don't think that as much on this one. It's funny because I can remember saying here in America Tonight, wow, the VP could really have a lot of sway because of, you know, think of Hillary Clinton and who is she going to pick and Donald Trump. And they both picked very easy, obvious people to put under their wing. They didn't put anybody that was a shock or that was a surprise or that would rock the boat or was definitely a gotcha person that could go after a certain segment of the population. I don't think they did that, either one of them. So I don't think there'll be as much interest in the vice presidential debate. I bet you anything, the Palin-Biden debate, which there was so much interest over that, I think there was more interest there than there will be for these VPs, right? I think so. And it's interesting because for the presidential debate moderators, since we're talking about Lester Holt, you know, this is your deal. I mean, this is a big moment. When you get tapped to moderate a presidential debate, that is huge for somebody who's a journalist, a television journalist. Because usually that's who they pick, which, I mean, doesn't get any higher than that, really, if you're thinking about it when you're talking about politics. Stay with us. Numbers. We can count on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now, there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Numbers. We can count, baby. I always say it's about the numbers, and it certainly is. We know in the election, my gosh, how many times am I talking about numbers and polls and who's winning and who's doing what to who and all that other sort of stuff. But in the numbers game for 2016, some of the recent polls show that Clinton leads Trump by 6 points in Virginia. The Quinnipiac poll shows that Clinton and Trump is just too close to call. Another poll says Clinton leads in Florida. In the meantime, an NBC SurveyMonkey poll says Hillary leads in head-to-head race, but it's very close. And then there's this story about one controversial Russian advisor leaving the Trump team. How can it be? So this is what the scoop is. Carter Page is out, booted, gone, as the guy who was serving up intelligence to Donald Trump on foreign policy. he officially was the foreign policy advisor to Donald Trump, but he is pushing back on allegations he had private communications with top Russian officials. So Carter Page said the allegations are just garbage, just garbage. But you have the intelligence peeps in Washington looking into whether Carter had met privately with Russian figures while on a trip to Moscow in July. At least that's what Yahoo News reported, looking at that timeline. And so there's a couple of tricky posts here. He says he has not met with any sanctioned official in Russia, despite the fact that there are no restrictions on U.S. persons speaking with such individuals. So you have one FBI director, there's your number, James Comey, requesting the agency end any investigation into his Russian travels. And that was a letter that Page sent Monday to the FBI director. And the FBI director is mulling it over. And I don't know if he clears, gives him a clear. Does he get to jump back on the campaign trail? Well, the answer to that is, what would the numbers look like? If he's going to help with the numbers department, then probably that works out okay. Third world country. There's a number for you. Donald Trump said the state of our U.S. airports are like we're in a third world country. Donald Trump revealed during Monday night's presidential debate, here's a big number, that his business made $694 million in 2015, but he still said he wouldn't release his tax returns until an IRS audit is complete. The buildings his company owns are worth $3.9 billion. The national debt is $20 trillion. The U.S. has spent $6 trillion in the Middle East. Trump said these numbers. Trump said that the country's airports, he mentioned Kennedy and LaGuardia along with Newark Liberty in his backyard, are in line with third world countries. Here was this quote. It's one thing to have $20 trillion in debt and our roads and bridges are good and everything's in great shape. Our airports are like from a third world country. You land at LaGuardia, you land at Kennedy LAX, and you come in from Dubai, China. You see these incredible airports and you land in what we've become a third world country. Yeah, I've been to those airports. They are not beautiful airports. I am certain China and Dubai, which they have more money you can shake a stick at, do have much better airports than we have. That is just not a shock to me. It's not a shock. How about this? Is this a shocker for you? Obamacare raked in $1.8 billion from uninsured peeps in the first year of 2014, 1.8. Nobody wanted to get fined, right? Remember the threat of the fine? 8.1 million people paying $1.7 billion in penalties for not having health insurance. So you were either scared and you paid or you weren't and you pay the other, get your hand slapped. Because 2 years ago, the Affordable Care Act required that you had to have health care coverage. You had to have it. And if you didn't, then you would have to pay. You would have to pay the fine. About 4 million people are estimated to pay $4 billion in penalties this year. According to the Congressional Budget Office. Sad in so many ways. I think it's sad that we have forced the whole forced coverage thing, right? I don't like it. I know what the argument is, and I know why we're talking about when you pool money together and how big of a difference that makes. But unfortunately, I think that you end up in these scenarios where people shouldn't even be faced with those choices. Because it's not like we all have money trees in the backyard and it's that middle class that gets slapped constantly having to deal with, you know, having to deal with the overages, frankly. This is sad. The Washington Mall shooting that happened over the weekend, the suspect confessed to the killings. just walked in dead-eyed and started shooting in a Macy's. Very, very sad. You're stepping out to go to the mall to run and get a few things, and this happens, and you have no idea because you're blindsided. You're just in this sleepy, cool hamlet outside of Seattle, and you're not thinking, what am I in the middle of New York? People assume when you're in a big city, oh, you can be such a target, but not always. You can be a target anywhere, and I think philosophically we all know that. But when you're used to your surroundings, you're not thinking that. It just doesn't make sense to you, right? This has never happened before. Why would I be looking around for that to happen now? So Arkane is the guy's name, is his first name, Arkane Satin. He is the suspect, 5 counts of murder. He was arraigned on Monday on the charges. Bail was set at $2 million. Each count is punishable by a fine of $50,000 and 20 years in prison. He only said yes, sir, every time he's asked a question. Then the end of October, he's due back in court. But about 7 o'clock on Friday night, he opened fire in a Macy's store in the Cascade Mall in Burlington, which is like 60 miles north of Seattle. 4 women, 1 man. Wow. Crazy. And then they searched for him for 24 hours. They sent the public sent police 250 tips through phone and email. And they say that some of the tips got them in touch with a witness who provided the key information in their search for him. So that's a good thing. He was just walking down the street near his house. Like, doo-doo-doo, no big deal. And they said he was very zombie-like. He's a legal permanent resident of the United States. Unclear when he moved to the U.S., however. And the whole story is he had an ex-girlfriend who worked for Macy's, but not for the store there. And they said the link, that doesn't seem to be a link other than that happens to be the store. And this is what's crazy. He walked to a cosmetics counter, shot 4 victims. So he left the mall, moved his car closer, entered. Within 1 minute, killed a kid near some clothing racks, walked to a cosmetic counter, and shot 4 more people. He placed the rifle that he used on top of the cosmetics counter. Then got in the car and left the store. Wow. So cold-blooded. And once it happens, I mean, there is, what are you going to do? I know that mall. I know that mall area. I mean, it's just a devastating, devastating loss. Speaking of losses, we didn't talk about this because so much of the focus was on what happened in the debate, but there was a football game. Did you know there was a Monday Night Football game? I would love to see the ratings of the Monday Night Football game compared to the presidential debate. And maybe they're both equal. I don't know. So a couple of quick things, and these are numbers. The Indians clinched the AL Central, their first division title since 2007. They're 14-12 against the Tigers this season, and they won 1-1. So that's the key deal there. Atlanta beat New Orleans 45-32. 45-32. So that's in the books. And a couple of other key sports nuggets. I mentioned the win by the Falcons. The Falcons snap a 12-game road losing streak on Monday Night Football, the longest losing road streak in the 47-year history of the series. So the Falcons got their first road divisional win of the season after going winless in those games in 2015. So that was a big deal, a huge deal. Also, because of the death of Jose Fernandez, a tragic boating accident ace pitcher for the Marlins, Miami's leadoff hitter D. Gordon started his first at-bat, there's your number, by stepping into the right side of the batter's box to honor Jose Fernandez. Then switched to the side of the box before hitting his first home run of the season to right field. Wow. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Camp, although I don't know, is he using Mellencamp still, or is he back to John Cougar? You know? Sometimes I think that a lot of people's first names are Delaney. I'll just go by Delaney Kate instead of Kate Delaney. I just met somebody else named Delaney. I thought it was a last name. No, it's a first name. And there's a football player named Delaney Walker. Hey, everybody. America tonight. It is Kate Delaney or Delaney Kate, whatever you prefer, talking about the debate and pretty much the polls break even and how you think if it's definitely right slanted media or left slanted media, they think either Hillary Clinton won or Trump won. But one thing's to be sure, I think that the second and third debate really starts to separate the candidates. Maybe. Who knows? This is the year of the unknowns. When I say something like who knows, it doesn't matter how much research you do, how many pundits I've talked to, and trust me, you know, I've interviewed over 12,000 people. How many of those were political or were people tied to Washington or business people sick of Washington or business people who gamed the system? Or people in the healthcare industry, and then, of course, sports. So if I were to separate it all out, I would say half and half. And everybody I've talked to, I'm saying steeped in politics that are lifelong Democrats are worried that Hillary won't win, and Republicans are worried that Trump won't win. So right now, it's a split. Ugh, nobody likes a tie. It's a split, I think. I do. It's just so close, and nobody can take anything for granted and think that they can coast. I think that's the concern of Rents Priebus. I think that's the concern of the Hillary camp, that there is no saying this is the way this is going down, baby. You have to be positive, and you have to think your person is going to win. Of course you do, but you can't get too overly confident when the polls are showing, they're spitting it out. When we look at the state of the race of 2016, spitting out that it's just that close. And in looking for different opinion pieces on the winners and the losers of the first debate, I mean, listen, there's no question you can find a little of each. You just could, because I can tell you the publications and where to go, and you know it. This is why we say mainstream media, or can we just get the truth of what happened? Can we just get the facts? Can we just get the reports? And the answer is not really anymore. That's not the way it goes down. And opinion I get, because look, talk shows are about opinions, and I definitely have opinions, and you've heard my opinions. And my opinion, just on the facts and the numbers, is that there were moments where she tried to take his knees out, and there were moments where he definitely had control. There's no question about it. I'll tell you one thing that Trump said that as soon as he said it, I said, I don't care if you're a lifelong Democrat. I mean, come on. This is true. I am sick of the Federal Reserve. I am sick of what the Federal Reserve has done to this country. And look, you know, Donald Trump smartly jumped on that. He pulled into the discussion Janet Yellen and said that the interest rates are hurting the economy, and called her more political than Democrat Hillary Clinton. He said he's more political than she is. And he said the day Obama goes off playing golf for the rest of his life, which was a dig at him, he said when they raise the interest rates, you're going to see some bad things happen. And it's not the first time he's come after the reserves about the rates, but, and she says, look, partisan politics play no role in our decision about setting short-term rates, but that can't be true because we've seen this before with the Federal Reserve. I think the Federal Reserve is just a joke and has really jammed us all up. I mean, really, really has, right? So I agree with him, and I agree that we could see a big tank, and it is very scary. I mean, look, you know, when you're on Wall Street, it is like gambling. Absolutely. You're at the craps table. There is no definites. There is, if you have a ton of money, there is the quick money and what you can jump on when it's low, and as long as you have enough time, sell it as it starts to progressively get higher. But there's no definites. Okay, so let's put it that way. There's no definites. And there's no definites at this point. Don't fool yourself in this election. That's why I say you cannot coast. If Trump is your man and you want to make America great again, then you got to be out there stumping. You got to be out there telling people, look at this and this and this, and this is what's being said, and here's what's happening, and we're tired of the same thing. And Hillary Clinton has obstacles to jump over from past histories, which he pointed out. And for the Clinton people, it's the same thing, which is what I think happened to them in 2008, because Obama spoiled the party and jumped in, and why? He had smart people running his campaign. He tapped into the college campuses. They tapped into internet, anything to do with the internet, anything to do with texting, any way they could be bigger, badder, and better. And they were. They were able to rally enough people. And this is the great divide between the two campaign camps. Who are the better campaign managers? What are the messages that are being said? What is it that we really get to hear in the second and third debate, right? I mean, there's one point where Hillary Clinton said Trump rooted for the housing crisis, and he said that's called business. Well, there, that's a commercial that's probably, that's the next commercial you're probably going to see. Because if somebody lost their house in the housing crisis, and I know a few people would be happy with that comment, right? So she was pounding him, saying that he definitely rooted for it. She said, in fact, Donald was one of the people who rooted for the housing crisis. He said back in 2006, gee, I hope it does collapse because then I can go in and buy some and make some money. And it did collapse, and that's what Trump said. And he interrupted. He said, that's called business. But Clinton said the collapse caused 9 million people to lose their jobs and 5 million to lose their homes. But she said the last thing we need to do is go back to the policies that failed us in the first place. So, and then there was another time where she took a jab at him, where she said, Donald thinks that climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese. She said later, I think it's real. And he said, I did not say that. I didn't say it. And there was one point, he did come back tough on this one. He said investment in solar panels, member Solyndra, and clean energy were vital. That's what she said. But Trump said his company invested in solar panels. It was a financial disaster. And Solyndra was just crazy. It's just like giving money to people. And then it shut down. They had no idea what they were doing and why, because the Chinese were making the panels cheaper. So nobody was going to buy more expensive panels. Are you kidding? Have you seen those panels and how much they cost? I've seen them in my own neighborhood at a business. In fact, it's like a Kohl's headquarters, and they have giant panels. And trust me, they didn't pay what Solyndra was asking them to pay. And that was guaranteed government money, so he definitely got her on that one. So there was a little tit for tat, let's put it that way. Next time up, we have to wait till the 9th, but the next one will be very interesting with a male and a female moderator. And after what happened with Lester Holt, let's see how it goes with the two of them. Both have been involved in debates before, Martha Raddatz and Anderson Cooper. Thanks to Kyle. He's the man over at GCN for his help with all the technicals, and all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.